As someone who spends my life focused on creating value for others, whether through speaking, writing, or entrepreneurship, finding the perfect gift for loved ones can feel like an impossible task. I always aim to give something that's thoughtful, high quality, and meaningful. But let's be honest, it's not always easy. This year, I found the perfect solution, Quince. Quince allows you to treat your loved ones and yourself to timeless, premium quality gifts at a price that makes sense. As someone who values efficiency and excellence, I was impressed by their approach to creating luxury without the luxury price tag. I've personally been drawn to their Mongolian cashmere sweater. It's a classic, versatile piece that fits right into my lifestyle. And if you're like me and travel a lot, their packable puffer jackets are a game changer. Lightweight, warm, and stylish, they're perfect for anyone on the go this holiday season. Quince is committed to doing the things the right way. They partner only with factories that follow safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices. And every piece they create is made with premium fabrics and finishes to give you that luxury feel. Get luxury this holiday season without the luxury price tag. Go to quince.com/playbook for 365-day returns plus free shipping on your order. That's Quince, quince.com/playbook to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/playbook. Let's get intentional, notating the mathematical equation of luck. If you want a lucky 2025, you have to pay attention to what you want, not what you don't want, what you're missing and what you don't have, but you have to give it your intention. You got to do, say, think, feel, believe in alignment with your attention, and that will equal the coincidences, the coinciding of the outcomes, the results, the successes, the failures, the protection, the promotion, the love, and the perfection that you're looking for in 2025. In this fast-paced world we live in, the ability to live with intention is more powerful than ever. To be intentional means to live by design, not default, making deliberate, purposeful choices that aligned with your deepest goals and values, aligned with where you want to be or better. This year, we need to embrace the power of intention to help us navigate an ever-evolving world by setting a clear purpose and aligning our actions with that purpose to infuse passion, intention into that purpose so it's greater than our pain, so we can achieve extraordinary, extraordinary outcomes. I always say your intention determines your destination. And I truly believe what you choose to focus on and the energy you put into it, the intentions you put into it, doing, saying, thinking, feeling, and believing will directly shape your future. One of my mentors, Dr. Wayne Dyer, always reminded me that our intention creates our reality, showing our inner focus drives the world we experience and the meaning that we give it. Napoleon Hill also teaches us the definiteness of purpose is the starting point of all achievement. With intention, we focus on a clear purpose and take aligned actions towards creating the life we desire. Now, the number one thing we need to do in intention is have a clarity of purpose. We need to know our what, and aligning our actions within the context of circumstances provides us a definite purpose. And when we start with clarity and a defined purpose, as Napoleon Hill suggests, we can have a clear sense, a divine sense of direction, and we won't be easily swept away by the circumstances of the day. I'll repeat that. We won't be swept away by the circumstances of the day. I want everybody to create a purpose statement each day. Know your what. Write it down. Put your intentions next to it. Utilize Napoleon Hill's 6 steps of success if you want as a framework, or the 5 daily practices. I'll send you either one. Like I said, just email me, david@dmeltzer.com. But when we know, according to the circumstances of the day, what we want, we have a clarity of purpose. And within the context of clarity of purpose, we can go beyond the circumstances of the day. So every day has different circumstances. If anybody could control the circumstances or predict the circumstances of each day, they would have no problems. In fact, life would be too easy. They wouldn't want to be here. They'd be bored shitless. Kind of like Scott was saying, Simons was saying earlier, when they have nothing to do. It's even worse to be at ease at all times with no challenges and no purpose. But with this clarity of purpose and understanding the relativity of circumstances, not only must we have the clarity of purpose and define it in a divine direction, and also understand the actions that we're going to take with intention, but one of the key factors of definite of purpose or clarity of purpose is to have non-negotiable behaviors, behaviors that are in action no matter what the circumstances of the day, no matter where I'm traveling, no matter what I'm doing, no matter what the weather's like, no matter what happens during the day, I have a clarity of purpose that's aligned with my non-negotiable behaviors. I spend a minimum amount of time every day on my health, a minimum amount of time every day with my family, a minimum amount of time studying my faith, a minimum amount of time studying my finance, a minimum amount of time studying my time, regardless of the circumstances of the day. And so within the foundation of intentionality, within the context of the mathematical equation of luck, when I'm paying attention to and giving attention to the coincidences, outcomes, circumstances in my life, I need to have non-negotiable behavior and then learn to prioritize the negotiable behaviors that are circumstantial in their nature. So I allot a certain amount of time, including my sleep, to things that are not relative to circumstance. And this provides me a foundation of intentionality. Now, in order to use that foundation of non-negotiable and negotiable behaviors and understand the circumstances of each day, which changes every single moment and every single day, we need to understand where the power exists. And once we understand, the certainty exists within us, not outside of us. There's no circumstances inside of us that are impacting us. There's only circumstances outside of us. And so the certainty and the truth lies inside of us. And therefore, we need to learn to harness our inner power of certainty that exists with inside of us. And there is a link between our intentionality and this frequency of our essence of who we are. On the outside, it may manifest itself as skills, knowledge of who and what, and our desire. But inside of us, it is a frequency, a vibration. It's an essence. And intentionality is more than just action. It's more than just the action. It's about creating an energetic, a frequency alignment with where we want to be or better, frequency alignment with our divine direction. This energy will and frequency will emit through our thoughts and feelings and our actions, words, and beliefs that has a direct influence on the outcomes that we experience. And we experience those by being responsible for those, attracting those, and of course, participating in a perception or giving meaning to those outcomes. And if we start with daily affirmations about I am and focus in on the thoughts of abundance and positivity, it can actually recalibrate. It can shift our energy, our internal vibration towards the desire, the divine direction, the desired outcomes that we want. And so when we shift our paradigm and our energy of our intentionality of I am happy, I am healthy, I am wealthy, I am worthy, we now start to elevate our awareness to what are we doing to interfere with it. And so understanding where the uncertainty and certainty are existing and understanding the importance of paying attention and having clarity of purpose with its relationship to the circumstances of each day, Non-negotiable behaviors are non-circumstantial. Negotiable behaviors are circumstantial. Therefore, it needs to rely on the prioritization process that we put into place by knowing what's important to us according to where we want to be or better, according to the circumstances of the day. And therefore, our time, the 24 hours of each day, are so important, knowing where we have planned and unplanned activities. Now, understanding clarity of purpose, we now can utilize the five levels of intention to equal the coincidences, the consequences, the results, the outcomes that we want or desire in alignment with where we want to be or better. Even though the outcomes may not at first appear to be accelerating, aggregating, and compounding us to where we want to be or better, we have to utilize not only the wisdom of learning from what is responsible, attracting, and participating in perception, but we have to have faith. Faith goes beyond belief of an outcome that we have no evidence of. It actually is a step further. Faith is having belief in an outcome that is contrary to where we want to be or better by our perception, and learning from it of how it's actually protecting, promoting love and perfecting us instead of punishing us. And so in the five levels of intention of what we do, say, think, feel, and believe, we have to have personal intention to master the frequency, vibration, the essence of who we are by aligning what we do, say, think, feel, and believe with where we want to be or better in harmony, not balance. In understanding how we master the inner game of personal intention, we have to understand harmony, not the balance that most people are pursuing. The inner game is where intentionality actually begins. By mastering our internal world, we can shape the external reality that we have by doing, saying, thinking, feeling, and believing where we want to be or better. And believe it or not, our favorite friend, gratitude, is the intentional seed for joy. When practiced every single day, it actually will not only shift our mindset, but it will shift our heart set, our energy, and our handset, its outcomes. So when we utilize behaviors in alignment with where we want to be or better, and combine them with the clarity of purpose and harnessing the power of intentionality, we can now increase the statistical success of where we want to be or better, and shift through gratitude our energy, our inner game, to align what we do, say, think, feel, and believe in harmony. The second intention is relational intention. And so we have to be very intentional about building relationships based off of relativity of where we want to be or better, off of associations of where we want to be or better, and off of how much we're being fed by the feeding and bleeding of these relationships. We need to be more interested in our relationships, not interesting. Intentionality in relationships are built on active listening, learning, giving value, and understanding how to articulate that value to exceed what we're asking for fosters a genuine emotional connection. We find out where people are, where their feet are. We meet them where their feet are. And then we determine how we can be of service or value and vice versa by understanding and being more interested in what they like and don't like, knowing that value is only derived by giving people more of what they like and taking away what they don't like. The law of this reciprocity plays a key role in the relational intentionality, and we then give intentionality as much as we receive and ask for that intentionality. As someone who spends my life focused on creating value for others, whether through speaking, writing, or entrepreneurship, finding the perfect gift for loved ones can feel like an impossible task. I always aim to give something that's thoughtful, high quality, and meaningful, but let's be honest, it's not always easy. This year, I found the perfect solution, Quince. Quince allows you to treat your loved ones and yourself to timeless, premium quality gifts at a price that makes sense. As someone who values efficiency and excellence, I was impressed by their approach to creating luxury without the luxury price tag. I've personally been drawn to their Mongolian cashmere sweater. It's a classic, versatile piece that fits right into my lifestyle. And if you're like me and travel a lot, Their packable puffer jackets are a game changer. Lightweight, warm, and stylish, they're perfect for anyone on the go this holiday season. Quince is committed to doing the things the right way. They partner only with factories that follow safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices. And every piece they create is made with premium fabrics and finishes to give you that luxury feel. Get luxury this holiday season without the luxury price tag. Go to quince.com/playbook for 365-day returns plus free shipping on your order. That's Quince, quince.com/playbook to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/playbook. Understanding who we can serve and who can serve us. That's why we built the private networking group. That's why we built the access that we give to all of the information that we have, books, guides, exercises, and even myself every single week. And that's why we encourage people to build a legacy, because people who want to help each other, who can serve each other, that are looking and know people that can serve each other, they buy from each other and sell for each other for life. And nothing will create more success in relational intention than people who want to help each other and know people that can help each other. The third one is professional intention, purposeful productivity. And within the context of my mentors and the mastermind principles that I've been taught, especially by Napoleon Hill, which, as you know, I'm blessed to be the chairman now, being purposeful in my professional intention to be purposeful in the productivity of adding value, collaboration and synergy are the two components of purposeful productivity. Easy for me to say. And so intentionality in business means choosing productive work that aligns with our divine direction and allows all the divine detours to protect, promote, love, and perfect us through the pursuit of wisdom and faith. The golden hours of our productivity should be used for high impact tasks that drive us towards where we want to be or better, that are consistent and persistent in the pursuit of our potential in our business by collaborating and coordinating in a synergistic way with the people that are most relative to us with that association in the previous mentioned relationship intentionality. And so understanding how we're using our time with lenses of productivity, accessibility, and even gratitude. The fourth intention is societal intention. And societal intention is, for me, the mission of empowering over 1 billion people to be happy, creating a positive impact with the previous mentioned personal, relational, and professional intentions. These should aggregate into a societal intention that creates positive impact to make a lot of money, to help a lot of people, and have a lot of fun. And within the context, once again, we have created this private networking group to do just this, to help people make a lot of money, to help each other and know people to help each other, but also to have a great time. Creating a positive impact will make that intention purposeful as well. And so in that, like, again, please email me. We want as many good people that want to help each other and know people that can help each other in our group. Breakfast of Champions is a great example of that. But our intentional contributions go beyond personal gain. A positive impact on society or your community or our community enhances your own success and creates this ripple effect of good. It creates the compounding aspect of energy. Not only will it aggregate all the right people, not only will it accelerate the growth of the society, but it also will compound in a ripple effect, the positive behaviors of helping one another and knowing people that can help one another. If you don't have a purpose, a divine direction, if you are not creating a positive impact because you are working alone, then join us or join another group to volunteer, to advocate, to contribute. The fifth intention is called spiritual intention. And spiritual intention is living in spirit, aligned with not only the direction of the day, the man-made linear time frame in which all of us are given each and every day, 24 hours, right? The common denominator of our intention in the human experience is time. So if I told you that this part of the training is going to end in 7 minutes, no matter where you are in the world, it's going to end in the same exact time. But we need to align those intentions previously mentioned above of the personal, relational, professional, and societal with the spiritual, with the infinite. And we must align our intention of what we do, say, think, feel, and believe into the infinite and allow through consistent, everyday, persistent, without quit, pursuit of our purpose, of our intention, of our outcomes, a spiritual intention that aligns all of what we do, say, think, feel, and believe with a higher purpose, a higher faith of something bigger than us that's omniscient, all-powerful, all-knowing, that protects us, promotes us, loves, perfects us, cultivates our faith and trust in not only the unseen, but the seen that's contrary to where we want to be or better. I'm going to repeat that. Faith is not just believing in what you can't see. It's actually believing when what we see is contrary to what we want. Living in alignment with our higher self brings peace, harmony, and clarity to our intention. And when we utilize some sort of silence, meditation, exercise, whatever it is that centers yourself, breathing, eating, sleeping to a higher purpose, then we have the five types of intention that gives us personal, relational, professional, societal, and spiritual alignment with the divine that allows us to use that wisdom and learn from what we're responsible for, attract, and perceived in a meaning of what we want or better. And so how do we overcome the pain? Pain's omnipresent, just like God or that which is bigger than us and loves us more than our mom is omnipresent. So we need to understand this purpose, this intention to overcome the divine detours or the divine distractions that happen to us. And so understanding, number one, the distraction trap that exists and the importance of having an open mind. I utilize an open-ended question guide previous to an open mind and understanding that distractions are the interference of intentionality. To live in intentionality, you must learn to focus and create space for reflection and action. We have to take time to be at ease, to elevate our awareness of the dis-ease in our lives so we can shorten the distance of that resistance through the wisdom and faith. And we use time in order to effectuate shortening that distance as well by seeing, do I have a need to be right, offended, separate, inferior, superior, anxious, frustrated, angry, guilty, resentful? How much time am I feeling guilty? Oh, I'll shorten that by a minute each day until I now am only guilty minutes and moments and I stop wasting or interfering with my open mind. So we need to elevate our awareness, number one, to overcome the challenges, the interferences with understanding this distraction trap. And when we know what we're doing to interfere with ourselves, we can use time and practice daily to elevate the amount of time that we spend with an open mind so that we can collaborate and coordinate and align with the infinite that protects, promotes, loves, and perfects us. The second challenge is fear and doubt. So understanding our reaction to fear is doubt. And it manifests itself, doubt, with a need to be right, offended, separate, inferior, superior, anxious, frustrated, angry, guilty, resentful, all of the different feelings are a reaction to fear. Now, why you're afraid really doesn't matter. And I am of and believe that you can't actually know what you're actually afraid of, even if the evidence seems real. And so why try to figure out what you're afraid of when there's something instant and obvious that's easy to improve upon in the human experience, which is doubt, your reaction to fear, which manifests itself with the need to be separate, inferior, superior, anxious, frustrated, angry, guilty, resentful, so on and so forth, that's interfering with the omniscient and all powerful, with the inspiration, with your intention. And so fear and doubt are natural, but should be reframed as the reaction to fear, which if we shorten the distance of resistance that's created by the reaction to fear, it gives us an opportunity to grow, to expand. And so if we can learn, once again, that it's faith and wisdom that shortens this distance, and faith is not just evidence that you can't see, it's actually embracing the challenges, the evidence that you can see that are counterintuitive to where we think we want to be or better, that's real faith. And it will set apart ourselves in this journey towards fulfillment. And the third way to overcome these challenges, this interference, is understanding instant gratification versus infinite vision. And obviously some of the key concepts, once again, with myself, my mentors, especially Napoleon Hill, is just how to enjoy the consistent, everyday, persistent, without quit, pursuit of our potential. And understanding that if we can learn to enjoy what we don't like or don't love, if we can learn to enjoy what other people don't like or don't love, consistently every day, persistently without quit, in the pursuit of your best self, your potential, life will tell you all its secrets. It'll make life easy. It'll elevate the awareness to what's creating the interference, the dis-easy. It will allow you to overcome the divine detours to put us in a better place, to protect us, to promote us, to perfect us. So take a daily alignment check. Give yourself a minimum amount of time to reflect on the alignment of your intention with where you want to be or better. Make sure you know your purpose each day, your what, in the divine direction of where you want to be, not where you don't want to be, not what's missing, not what you don't have. Therefore, utilizing these five levels of intention to make all the detours divine by using these tools, understanding our awareness of the distraction, interference trap, fear and doubt, instant gratification versus divine direction. Understand the three M's of intentional living: mindset, mechanics, and measurement. The mindset to know your what, to start the day and understand what actions are aligned with circumstances and which ones are non-negotiable. Understand the mechanics to implement this system of action, of intention. And then, of course, use time as the quantitative measurement to track your progress consistently of what you're doing to interfere with it. And visualize it, do it, say it, think it, feel it, believe it, align with your divine direction, make every detour divine, and allow for divine time to reveal to you how you are better off no matter what. Use wisdom and faith. Success is a series of intentional choices made daily. If anybody would like this intention guide, if you like the books, if you'd like the open-minded, open question guide, any of the things that we have, if you would like to join our private networking group with access to all of the information and me, just email me, david@dmeltzer.com. Invitations, not obligations. Happy New Year, everyone. Remember, be more interested than interesting. Be kind to your future self and do good deeds.